Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is David Deal. Happy holidays to everybody. Now, David, the Giants have a hugely important game in Minnesota on Sunday. In light of the headlines and, of course, the scoreboard watching that has to go on with this team's situation, as a player, how do you keep your focus?
Well, number one, you always talk about as a player and as a person in that locker room, control the things that you can control. Obviously, there's the outside speculation, all the talk that's happening. But number one, use it as motivation, Paul. Use it as inspiration, even though it is your star player. Also, when it comes down to this, you have to win your two games. So the scoreboard watching may mean one thing, but you've got to win your two games yourself in order for anything to take place.
Well, let's take a look at the standings, and we know the situation. The Redskins are going to have to lose two games. That would be to Philadelphia and Dallas. And the Giants have to win their two games against Minnesota and Philadelphia, and then the Giants win the NFC East.
And it's all about what? The Giants winning their two games. Yes, you need the Redskins to lose their two, but if you don't take care of your own business, it doesn't matter what the Redskins do. So like I said, control the things that you can control. Control your emotions, control the way that you go into practice this week and prepare, and the way that you go into Minnesota, because they're hungry for a win in order to clinch their spot in the playoffs as well.
And for those of you who haven't looked at the schedule, Washington and Philadelphia play Saturday, and the Giants play Minnesota on Sunday. It's time for our Geico News Update, and 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on auto insurance. Obviously, the Giants are waiting for the results of the appeal with Odell Beckham. He is currently talking to the league now in his appeal of the one-game suspension. So the Giants have to move on. You heard Coach Coughlin say, we got to look forward. So what do they do with the receiver spot?
Paul, number one, it's got to start with Reuben Randall. You're the veteran of that group. We don't know Dwayne Harris's status, but Reuben Randall, you're playing for a contract right now. You're a free agent after this year. It's time for you to step up and take role. Hakeem Nicks, you've been in the system for a couple weeks. Now it's time for you to go out and give some production. But also, Shane Vereen out of the backfield. He's got to be dangerous, and Eli Manning has to make sure he gets him some passes in order to spread some things up and open some things for this offense. Because you know coming in, the Giants are going to want to establish the run, and that's the first goal for this Minnesota defense, is to make sure that they make that stymie to try putting that ball always in Eli's hand without possibly Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, just from a numbers standpoint, Randall and Vereen have 51 catches apiece so far this season. Reuben Randall also with 6 touchdown grabs. Let's get a look at the injury report. And you did hear during the press briefing that Nikita Whitlock has a knee injury. He's been placed on injured reserve. The Giants have actually brought back safety Brandon Merriweather to help out in the secondary because Cooper Taylor has a concussion.
And that's the thing. We're going to have to see what happens. That's a tough loss, Whitlock, because you heard Coach Coughlin. He was doing a phenomenal job of getting the lead block and going, Marcus Kuhn, they need a solid defensive tackle, and they need his health back, because going up against Adrian Peterson and this Minnesota offense, they're old school. They want to control the time of possession. They want to control the line of scrimmage, and they want to take as much pressure off of Teddy Bridgewater as they can so that he can manage the game, Paul, not be the guy who's going to try winning it with his arm.
Well, one of the ways the Giants can win this thing is not get into a hole like they did last weekend. They came back with 28 consecutive points in the second half. Greatest comeback in Giants history to actually tie a game at 35 apiece, and then they fell short.
And this team has showed heart all season, especially in the fourth quarter, being able to fight back. But at the end of the day, the wins or losses is what counts. Getting into the playoff is what counts. And looking back at this season, people aren't going to think, oh, well, they showed a lot of heart. They're going to look back and look at the record and say, man, they missed a lot of opportunities. So for this football team, showing that heart is great, but what are they going to do with it? Are they going to sit here and soak and let everything go towards this controversial talks off the field? Or are they going to build on that momentum in the fourth quarter and do something with it in Minnesota?
Hey, speaking of momentum, David, how about Eli Manning? Second straight game with 4 touchdown passes, and he got some more help from the running game. Rashad Jennings coming up with a 100-yard effort, first one of the season for the run game.
And he did it this past weekend up against a great defense and a great defensive coordinator. Eli Manning is playing lights out. You could tell when he's coming up to the line of scrimmage, he sees his keys. He knows what alerts and what audibles that he needs to get into. And the other thing, he is not forcing footballs and giving those interceptions and those possessions away. He's managing the game, but also he's allowing his playmakers to make plays.
All right, let's talk about defense for just a second. JPP has certainly played well. He got his first sack in his 5th game back since he had the hand injury. But it's also true he's got to learn better how he's going to deal with that hand, because making a grasp on a tackle or making a tackle has become a little difficult.
It has been very difficult when you don't have that free hand to grab and bring people down. People are going to try to attack you. I remember when I had my hand wrapped up, every defensive lineman was hacking right at it. So his ability to come up and make sure he gets shoulders and full wraps because he can't grab with that hand are going to be huge. So moving forward here, he's going to have to find a way through this offseason how he's going to be able to adjust and get back to who he is, because those missed tackles were huge in this past game.
Well, he'll get chances to make tackles this week because Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings are waiting for the Giants in the cold confines of Gopher Stadium. We'll check out what the Vikings have to offer when we come back after this. Ed, welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. So, David, they're saying it's going to be 17 degrees with a light breeze in Minnesota on Sunday night for the Giants and Vikings game. Did you know that to this point, the 41 degrees the Giants played in last week against Carolina was the coldest they've played in this season?
I actually did, but, you know, going into this game, yeah, you talk about elements and how they affect players. But if there is any unit that it is going to affect the most, it is the Giants defense, Paul, because this team is old school. They want to control the line of scrimmage. Their offensive line want to wear down defensive lines, and they've got Adrian Peterson. So your defense has got to have plays on first down and second down that are negative towards the Minnesota Vikings offense, because if you don't, the third and fourth quarter, those runs that are very small and minimum with Adrian Peterson, they are going to break. And once those breaks become big, that's when that offense will break your will. So the defense needs to step up and have negative plays on first and second down in order to force Teddy Bridgewater to throw the ball.
Now, this will be the first time the Giants go against a Mike Zimmer-led team when he is a head coach.
Yep.
Defensive guy, specializes in speed and deception.
And that's the thing. Like I said, this is an old-school football team. Running the football, solid defense. They've showed grit and resiliency all season through ups and downs. But their biggest thing is, as which Coach Coughlin said, They don't kill themselves in football games. They don't have tons of penalties. They don't have tons of errors and mental breakdowns, which allows them to stay in football games and take them over in the fourth.
Now, of course, Adrian Peterson is their bell cow. Once again, over 1,200 yards rushing. He's done that in 7 of his 9 NFL seasons, but only one 100-yard game in his last 5.
And he's just got inducted into his 7th Pro Bowl, so we know what type of caliber player he is. But like I said, it's up to the defensive line to make this rough for him, and they have to do it first and second down. They've got to have negative yards because those are the big explosive plays, just like you've seen right there. He breaks people's will, and especially, like I said, in these cold elements, if you do not take care of it, he is going to erupt with a 100-yard game easily.
And when they throw it, it is Teddy Bridgewater, who's coming off a 4-touchdown game against Chicago. For the season, 13 touchdowns and 8 picks. Good ratio, considering only 8 interceptions. But 2 300-yard games, that's not exactly spectacular.
And they're coming off of their season high, scoring 38 points in Chicago. But like I said, he was 17-20, 231 and 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. They want to run the football. They want to control the line of scrimmage. But the thing that he is smart with what he does is he is not scared to check the ball down. He gets it to Jared McKinnon, who is explosive out of the backfield, and he isn't taking those risks like he took last year as a rookie.
Well, one of the reasons they're not taking those risks is because they're really content throwing the ball short. Stephon Diggs, their leading receiver, only has 4 touchdown catches on the year. And by the way, his 40-yard grab is the longest by a Vikings receiver this season.
His big thing is his yards after catch. He's being able to get the crossers, the seam routes that he's turning into big plays. They think they had Mike Wallace coming in thinking he was going to be the big play guy. But Diggs has been his go-to guy and has been his security blanket all season.
And on the other side defensively, only Seattle and Green Bay have scored more than 24 points against them this year.
They are tough. They are physical. It starts with Chad Greenway, their veteran linebacker who gets everybody lined up. And then he has an explosive group of young players around him. Anthony Barr, Linville Joseph, the former Giant. And they are able to control the line of scrimmage and force quarterbacks into tough positions.
34 sacks for that defense. The Purple People Eaters in the middle of the pack. But right defensive end Everson Griffin has 8.5. He will draw Eric Flowers.
He will draw Eric Flowers. And then don't take a lot of credit off of Brian Robeson on the other side. These guys can get after quarterbacks. They add on with safeties and linebackers, and they sacked last week Cutler 5 times.
But you know what, David? The Giants are running the ball well the last couple of weeks, and the Vikings giving up 113 yards a game against the run, 20th in the league, and nearly 4.5 yards a carry. That's 24th in the league.
And in order to win this football game, the Giants are going to have to rush like they did last week. They have got to make sure that they get production in the run game, because if this team loads up the box with 8, the Giants aren't able to run the football, it's going to be a tough day in Minnesota.
Yeah, so the New York Giants know what they've got to do. They got to watch what goes on between Washington and Philly, hope that the Philadelphia Eagles win to allow the Giants' hopes to stay alive so that they can beat Minnesota and bring the playoff chase down into week number 17. For David Deal, I'm Paul Dottino. You've been watching Giants Press Conference Live.